The other part of the presentation will discuss the structure, or one structure, through which podcasts can be stored and delivered, and that's the iTunes U interface with Blackboard that I think most of us in the room are aware of, and presumably some of us have had some experience with. So there will be part of the presentation about that, and part of it about the application of it with instruction. So the contexts here are the university, the campuses, the way in which the campuses have participated in this university-wide project, the development of the structure that links together the two systems, iTunes U and Blackboard, and how this has fit together over the past couple of years, or the past year or so. More than that, though, the session is about the application of rich media to instruction. And again, I think that's sort of where the heart of what you'll be hearing today is about. That means responding to these challenges that I'm alluding to here. How do you use rich media for instruction? What kind of pedagogical application does it really have, or what are the best uses of it? How do you put together the infrastructure for it? The infrastructure can mean the integration of iTunes U and Blackboard. That's one possibility. It's not the only one by any means, and it's not the only one being used in the university, and it's not the only one you're going to hear about in this presentation. So infrastructure in part means providing that capacity. It also means providing the capacity on a campus. How do you interest faculty in doing this who are not doing it? How do you build the ability or the capacity to do it on a campus so that it will go forward in a positive way? Again, the varieties of the ways that rich media can be presented are, I think, at the heart of what we'll be talking about, or what the presenters will be talking about during this session. And I've just kind of put on this slide some of the possibilities, and you'll hear about some of these. You won't hear about all of them. We're not going to talk about class captures, because I don't think anyone here has done that. It's one way in which rich media can be created and presented, but that's not represented on this panel. It's part of the picture, though. Screen capture technologies are, I think, going to be part of what you hear about. And the application in terms of what is being taught and how it's being presented, a skills tutorial that shows the steps that one needs to go through in order to use a particular piece of software. The presentation on a conceptual topic, on something connected to a particular part of a course. Skills and drills is another way in which I think there is great possibility in the application of this kind of technology. And then disciplinary content, and here I'm thinking a little bit about what I do myself as a history teacher in an online class that I teach. One other aspect of this which will get significant attention, and that is the student production or student performance leading to the creation of rich media and its presentation in a class context. It has assessment possibilities that I think you'll hear a little bit about, and it has the possibilities of allowing students to express or to shape a voice for themselves. And you'll hear a particular example of how that works. And I think I've used up my 5 minutes, and so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Stephen Landau, the project manager for the iTunes U Blackboard project. And Steve,
thank you.
I'll give it to you, and the clock starts now.
Okay. Thank you. Well, let me get my presentation up. Oh.